on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning in the landscape and garden. It's so nice out. It is just
'80s to me are just ideal. You know, cool enough. We were outside with some folks last night sitting on their patio and needed a blanket, you know, had a fire, and the days are short sleeve shirts. That's just, it couldn't get any better than that from a gardening, just enjoying weather.
Not only
standpoint.
For us, but for planting.
Well, and it's perfect plant. I mean, these are, you can just see the plants just going, oh, man. we love this. Yeah, so great time to be doing that. What's your favorite dish? Not besides turkey, what's your favorite thing besides turkey for Thanksgiving?
The gravy on top.
Okay. Besides that.
Actually, we don't. I can't tell you the last time I had gravy on a turkey coming out deep fried. You just eat it straight. Gosh, other than turkey, so Mama K, Baby K makes a dirty rice, and we had that yesterday, but she makes a cornbread stuffing.
Oh, man.
What is the cornbread dressing Mama K
we
makes?
We fight each other for that cornbread dressing.
There's never enough of
you
that.
You don't even need the turkey. You could just fill up on Baby K's cornbread dressing.
I think actually the turkey is my least favorite part of the whole Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, we would eat it year-round if it was good.
Yeah,
you gotta soak it in 10 gallons of peanut oil, recovering 3 gallons of gravy to enjoy it.
What's your favorite?
Well, you know, I have a couple, but I love that green bean casserole with the little onion, dried onion, shoestring onions on top. That's pretty darn good.
Okay, all right.
And dressing, stuffing's pretty hard to beat. With gravy on it.
I got a son-in-law that I know can't hear the show. His is the Jell-O casserole.
That's not what I need to think about on an empty stomach at 8 o'clock in the morning. Is that Wayne or
I'm not gonna say.
It could either be Wayne or James.
I have to admit that I really like the canned jello-y cranberry. You know, the one that just comes out of the can that you have to slice and slices is my favorite cranberry. Take some of that, put it on a piece of bread with turkey. That's the way to eat turkey with some cranberry.
Yeah, over the weekend.
They have to go buy a can of that just for me.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. Ugh. So what do you have anything when you prepare your Thanksgiving meal that – comes straight out of your garden?
Well, a lot of the
I know the Jell-O, the cranberry's not.
Nah, I can't do that. But can't even grow the cranberries here. Well, a lot of the greens, the green onions, onion part of that, the greens, chard, spinach, lettuces, certainly all do. That part's great. We actually go to some friends' house. I was just kidding about the turkey. I wasn't just kidding about the raising turkeys. They raise a few turkeys every year, so this coming Sunday, tomorrow, we'll go butcher a few turkeys, and so they're home raised as well. So it's fun. It's a good tradition. But yeah, all the greens, you can be growing all of that for all your salads and that sort of thing right now.
A couple of years ago, my neighbor raises turkeys, and I got one of theirs, and we deep fried it. It's you find out why people do it professionally. I mean, it was size wise, probably height and everything was about the same, but meat wise, it probably wasn't 10 pounds of meat on that breast.
Oh, really? Well, these things. No, this guy feeds these. I mean, they are big fat. I mean, some of them are so big that people can't have their ovens are not big enough to cook them. They're beautiful. We get some 50-pound toms. 50? 50 plus.
50?
54, 55 pounds sometimes. Yeah. I mean, you have to have an industrial oven to cook.
Is that on the hoof?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's undressed. But they're still 40-some pounds dressed. You know, so you can't, most ovens anymore, you can't even fit them in. We had a couple of years, we had to just actually quarter them up and part them out for people to be able to cook them.
Well, I know we're in the outdoor landscape hour, but food is one of those things that is very easy to get high-centered on. And
well, that's why we're gardening, right?
Absolutely. We're putting together a home maintenance calendar. And this year, it's free for any listener that wants it. You just go to rosieonthehouse.com, click calendar, and you know, click the link and send us the address you want it sent to. And they'll be shipped out 1st of December. And each month it'll be, here's what you know you need to be doing on your home for the maintenance to keep up with tasks and chores. Mm-hmm. And there's some tools in it that help budget and predict, you know, what's the next thing I'm going to need to work on. So hopefully we reduce the amount of surprises we have as homeowners. And a well-maintained home sells faster at the time you're ready to downsize or you need to upgrade or your job takes you to another location, whatever the case may be. A well-maintained home is going to move a lot quicker. And one of the fun things we did, we wanted to do it with our listeners, and we did a photo contest where people sent in pictures of their landscapes and wildlife from around the state, and then the listeners voted on it. And next year, we're going to include we'll probably do that again. It's been a very popular feature. But we're probably going to do recipes again because every time it comes up, it comes back around. And we've got every month preset what we're going to be talking about from the Farm Bureau. We've got citrus starting off in January. Each one's going to be seasonally obvious. And I don't remember where we go from there, but we move into beef in May because it's National Beef Month, dairy in June. And people will be able to submit their favorite down-home recipes that include or the center point are the beef or the carrots. Carrots is February. And so then that will be part of the calendar going on. So as we're talking about these, you can have the best local Arizona tradition recipes will be voted on and be part of the calendar going forward to 19. So just continue to evolve and grow and be fun for you know our listening audience and homeowners throughout the state. So as you're talking about all these different recipes, start grabbing your favorite when you see them or pulling them off of fillyourplate.org, the Farm Bureau's resource for recipes and local harvest.
You know, when we're talking about food and Thanksgiving, and you know, if we joked about the being under your belt, you know, gardening, another good reason to garden is the is the exercise, so you can burn up some of those calories and the stretching and the different muscle movement that you get when you're gardening. So don't take that into make sure you take that into consideration when you're thinking about what to do. Maybe do some extra, you know, little chores around the house this time of year. It's nice out. Get outside. You know, there's probably stuff you've been postponing all summer long. I know I have around the house, whether it's, you know, I've got some wood trim that needs painted and you know, some things that need trimmed and some bushes that actually need replaced. And they've, you know, they're, you know, your landscape, I've been in my house 30 years and, you know, I've replaced appliances, but there's now some bushes that need to be, you know, they've served their purpose. They're kind of on the end of their deal. So great time of year to do that. And it's great to get the exercise this time of year.
And just the, in addition to physical health, you know, there's a lot of mental recuperation out there working with your hands, whether you're, you know, whatever it is. If you're just out working with your hands on a project or a task, the mental regeneration, you can't get that on a couch. Can't get that.
My neighbor and I used to joke that you could tell who needed the mental therapy the most by how we mowed or how fast we were mowing our lawn and in what pattern and
like, or whose kid was out there doing it.
Yeah, or whatever. It's just like, you know, whether you said hello or not or you were just like focused on that lawn. It's like,
a lot to be said for just being in nature and working the land.
Absolutely.
So, speaking of working the land, we have we've covered lawns, and we've got our transition in our landscape. We've covered that it's a great time to plant just about anything, and you had a great tip about not starting all your seeds at one time. Spread it out. We've got the kind of season below the rim in Arizona that you can space, so you've got continual harvest coming up, especially for onions and radishes. If you want to, you have to have success in gardening or you get burnt out. Radish is correct. A very good success plan.
I always told people when they were having kids coming in doing a project or what, you know, they wanted to get their kids started, which I said, radishes. Plant some radishes. Anybody can grow radishes.
And you get multiple harvests. I mean, when we do it, we get them before Thanksgiving, and we get them towards the end of December, and then again, end of about February. I mean, they come quick, and you don't need them to get big.
Oh, no,
In fact,
no,
I like them better smaller.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And the thing you can do, too, is buy the mixed radishes so you don't even all get the same kind. And then you get different color. If you got a little radish salad, or you're going to put it in a salad or chop it up, you got the different colors and flavors. You know, some are milder, some are tangier. I'm really a big fan of the packages of mixed greens, you know, like the spring mix type stuff, and mixed radishes and even mixed carrots. You know, that they're fun for the kids, too. They get to see some different colors and shapes and sizes and taste the different tastes. And it's amazing. If you're trying to get kids to eat vegetables, let them grow some of them. They will become vegetable eaters if they have grown them. It's remarkable. I've never seen any studies done, but I can tell you firsthand. And from working with people and having stories told to me that, oh, I could never get my kids to eat. Now we grew some carrots, and now they love them. Well, there's a little difference in the taste of a carrot coming out of the garden, and you eat it, wash it off, and eat it, as opposed to something that, you know, has been in a bag in a grocery store for a week or two. You know, so it's a lot different. Plus, they did it. You know, that accomplishment and.
You know. And that was a great tip, what you said on the varieties and the taste, because. Even if you're spacing it out, you end up with more than you could eat at one time in a lot of cases. And if you've got a variety of radishes and a variety of greens, you know, you don't get burnt out on the same taste day after day after
Absolutely.
Day trying to keep up.
Yep.
Jim's having a hard time with his spinach. Let's see how we can help him out on this Arizona Saturday morning. Welcome to the broadcast, Jim.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just having a real hard time getting my spinach to germinate. I don't know if it's still too hot during the day or everything else around it's growing awesome.
Well, it's entirely possible. Spinach does prefer pretty cool temperatures, cool weather. You know, you might, just one thought would be to germinate it, not germinate it in the ground. Try germinating some in some seed trays or something.
Okay.
Maybe in a little shadier, cooler spot, see if you can get it to go that way and then transplant it. You know, it's kind of extra work, but that might be the case. The other thing you might try is doing it, if you've got a little room, maybe try doing it in a different spot in the garden. It may be the actual spot. Maybe it's a little hotter spot. Maybe it's a little drier spot. Don't know, but might be worth flipping it around and seeing if it will grow better somewhere else. So those are a couple things I would try. The nice thing is you got plenty of time. It's not too late. You got many, many months to grow spinach yet.